Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history.
That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Hour number two. If you missed any part of hour number one, I encourage you to pick that up. You'll be able to get it at the website, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and I would encourage you to get over to ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Get signed up for the email. We've got a lot of great emails that are going out every single day, keeping you up to date on a variety of topics. We've got, Drag Queen Pride event for kids. How about that? Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen warns inflation will remain high. Israeli study links COVID-19 vaccines to heart failure in young adults. See, we talked about that this week with Naomi Wolf just yesterday in the first hour. Glenn Beck, an economic and financial hurricane is coming. NATO, a very useful tool for the United Nations. Not just elections, deep state rigged census count. Biden administration issues 69 citations to hospitals. Lots and lots of great information, including the audio from yesterday. Naomi Wolf, 1,200 people died in the first 2 months, according to the FDA and Pfizer's own documents that they didn't want you to have for 75 years. Now, interestingly, you had, I believe it was GMC, that withdrew 740,000 SUVs. Let me welcome my guest. David Shostokas is with us. I mentioned this in the first hour. I'll mention it again. Dave, the number 4AG.com. Dave4AG.com. He is running for Attorney General in Illinois. You really need to go check this out. Help him out if you can. But if you're in Illinois, you need to know about David Shostokas, who is running for Attorney General and is truly the only constitutional originist in the race. So encourage you with regards to that. Okay. Let's see. Okay. There you go. I just need to make my technician aware that I'm hearing there is no stream running. Please activate the stream. Okay. There's no stream running. So I'm letting my technician know if he's listening. There's no stream. Okay. So David, 740,000 SUVs pulled off the road March 2022, recall made by GMC. Now, I don't know, maybe it's because there was a brake problem, right? I mean, a brake problem would be a good reason to pull that number of vehicles off the road, do you think?
Well, certainly I would think if there's a brake problem, that's a good reason to pull those vehicles off the road. Greg, you know, the company certainly would have a...
But that's not the reason they did it. There was no brake problem. Maybe it was an acceleration problem. Maybe that, you know, they had that one situation with that one vehicle where the accelerator was sticking. Maybe that was it. Maybe it was the accelerator that was sticking.
That's potentially the problem. But of course,
but you guess what? That wasn't the problem. I know. Maybe it was because there was an oil leak. Now that would be a problem because then your engine would blow up, right? You would want to do it for that, I would think, right? That would be a good reason to do it.
There's a lot of good reasons.
But guess what? That's not the reason they did it, David. No. That's not why. Let me tell you why they did it. Because the headlights were too bright. Now the headlights are too bright, so they pull 740,000 vehicles off the road. 1,200 humans die, but hey, let's make sure that everybody has to give them a shot, because I guess we want to kill the rest of the population. Under any other logical circumstance, if you had 1,200 people, if you had thousands of people who were having cardiac arrest issues, and they did, if you had 42,000 adverse effects, if you knew in your own research by studying these people that this stuff lodged itself in the liver and in the ovaries of women, if you knew that 100 micrograms was too high of a dose and on your test subjects, you reduced the amount, but when you released it, when you sent it out, when you gave it to the entire rest of the population, you didn't. Thousands of cardiac arrests, strokes, hemorrhages, and neurological issues. In fact, Thomas Renz testified under oath with sworn affidavits before Senator Ron Johnson that the number of neurological incidences amongst military members went from an 82,000 person per year to 863,000 in the first year of mandatory injections, including the F-35 that went into the drink in the South China Sea. I mean, if you were a risk management...
I'm seldom speechless, Greg, but you're, you know...
If you were a risk management guy and they came to you and just presented these as, you know, like scenarios, you would scrap this project. You would be like, no, we're not doing that. But then, so then what do they do? How do they fix it? Well, they give Pfizer and Moderna and the other one, they give them blanket immunity after the fact. David, have you ever given a murderer immunity after they've killed 1,000 people?
No, Greg, that's not happened. And I actually had a question about this kind of thing in a town hall that I was doing for the campaign the other day. And I just mentioned that regardless of what the government has done regarding potential civil immunity, that they are allegedly giving these folks, they can never give immunity for an intentional criminal act. And as you say, the numbers have developed to the point that it's quite clear that the people that were pushing these things, that knew they were going on and they were doing it for essentially for money, were committing intentional criminal acts. And no amount of immunity can overcome that. Whether or not we will ultimately have prosecutors that have the intestinal fortitude or the internal fortitude to go forward in terms of these clearly criminal actions, I can't say that. But I do know that certainly that kind of investigation would be on my radar. Were I to be elected to be the Illinois Attorney General, because there are people, obviously, when you talk about those kinds of numbers, there's people, obviously, that have died here in Illinois regarding those kinds of theoretical medications and tracking down. Somebody asked me about proving criminal intent in these kinds of circumstances and tracking down knowledge that this happened. And connecting the fact that people got money for continuing to give vaccines that were clearly dangerous can build a case for intent.
Well, and now you've got the FOIA request, right, that has come out. I mean, you've clearly got the FOIA request, and that FOIA request clearly shows that. You know, because they wanted to not put these documents out for 75 years. So you've got a FOIA request that now they're having to put it out. And we're in our fourth month. There are clinicians and RNs and doctors and so on that are going through these documents. Steve Bannon's War Room and another entity are paying these people, and they are going through these documents, thousands of documents, 55,000 documents per month are being released. And that's where this data is coming from. This data is actually coming from the FDA and Pfizer. And this is the stuff that, of course, they didn't want anybody to see because they didn't want anybody to know that they knew.
No, it's, again, the civil liability is something perhaps the federal government can do something about. And I'm not so certain that that's even true, because, of course, there's limits on their ability to interfere with contracts. And I would suggest that someone taking a shot is involved in a contractual relationship with whomever's giving it, with whomever's developed it.
Right.
And these immunities cannot stand.
Well, if they're supposed to give informed consent, but they hide material facts in that, that's a problem, is it not?
Oh yeah, no. Then clearly your consent has not been informed.
Hang on one second. I got somebody that keeps pushing, trying to get on here. Hang on one second. I'm going to bring them on with us. Okay, hang on one second.
Okay.
To accept, press 1. To send a voicemail, press 2.
You are live on the Chosen Generation Radio Show. You're live on the radio. How can I help you?
Oh, hi. My name is Steve. I'm a law enforcement officer, an LEO.
Okay. And what? How can I help you? You're on with myself and Attorney David Shostokas, live on the air.
Hello, Mr. Shostokas. I understand why I'm live on the air. That's what I was calling in for.
Excellent.
Pastor Greg, I'm well. I promise you, I'm well aware of my surroundings at all times. I'm 12 years law enforcement.
Okay.
And I'm well aware of all the situations I'm in, so there's no need for you to sort of tell me, oh, this is what's happening right now.
Well,
sir.
No, I have,
you know, try
I
to
have
take control. And-
I, no, 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 I'm not trying to do that, but I have a responsibility to let you know that you're live on the air under FCC regulations. How can I help you?
Okay, so you're going to tell me about the law and everything. That's great. So
no, I'm not telling you about the law. I have to.
Don't get combative with me, sir. I'll
terminate this call if you're going to keep going on.
That's interesting. So yeah. All right.
So we terminated that call. We're going to take a break. Perhaps he'll call back during the break, and we'll try to figure out what his problem is. My guest is David Shostokas. My suspicion is that he wanted to go after Mr. Shostokas, but who knows? Maybe he wanted to go after me. All right, we'll be back with more. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Things could get very interesting on the other side of the break. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio. Be sure and get to the website, by the way, chosengenerationradio.com, chosengenerationradio.com, and you can leave us a message there. You can also sign up for our emails there. We'll be happy to send you the emails out if you get signed up with us. All right, I'll be back with more right after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Moment.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning, and it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code.
Promo code Pastor Greg.
Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size regular $89.98. Now just $34.98.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my guest is David Justokas. Again, dave4ag.com is the website. He is a constitutional originist, and he is our regular here on. He's been my constitutional attorney since Michael Connolly passed away. And I'm very pleased to have him. And I'm very pleased to have a caller who has called in. And we squared things away in the break, and I explained to him what I was trying to accomplish just relative to making sure that we're cool with regards to FCC and all that kind of stuff. Anyway, please reintroduce yourself, sir, and ask your question.
My name is Officer Steve. I'm a law enforcement officer, 12 years law enforcement officer. I do appreciate you squaring it away with me. Of course, I can understand there's rules and regulations we have to follow. I of all people, can totally, of course,
absolutely
understand that.
And thank you for your service to your community, by the way. We appreciate you.
Yeah, you do. You know, I don't know that everybody does. I guess my question for David, if you do become an attorney general, obviously a big issue with law enforcement these days, our ability to do our job and defunding and everything. I was curious. I think a really good idea, hear me out on this, is I think the cops need more weapons, more high-powered weapons, big, highly fortified, very cool-looking Cybertruck-type, Tesla Cybertruck-type things, maybe with a gun on the top mounted up. You can just roll through an area, and if you see somebody that kind of gives you a nasty eye one way or the other,
oh, come on, Steve. Come on, Steve. All right.
Okay.
Now you, yeah. All right. We'll talk to you later. Okay. All right. Well, apparently that was not Officer Steve, and that was an effort to try to get something out there that isn't happening and doesn't happen. And obviously, that's not what law enforcement's about. Go ahead,
while,
David.
While we were off the air, he was asking a reasonable question, and that's why you put him on the air.
Yes.
And the reasonable question was regarding restoring relationships and confidence in law enforcement. And I'm not so certain. I've been touring the state of Illinois for about a year talking about the law enforcement matters and talking about making crime illegal again because, of course, there's prosecutors that do not prosecute cases that law enforcement has actually put their lives on the line to arrest people and conduct investigations. And in our office, as the Attorney General, we will, in fact, have a law enforcement liaison to address these matters where the local prosecutors do not prosecute cases. We will. You know, we just saw in response to that, we just saw the recall of that district attorney in California yesterday. That's a demonstration of how people are set up with prosecutors who do not prosecute. And there are plenty of tools to do that. I would suggest to you that the recall of the California district attorney was a vote of confidence for law enforcement.
Sure.
Because they're saying, listen, Mr. Prosecutor, the law enforcement people are doing their job. What's going wrong is you're not doing yours. And so to oust a woke prosecutor, if you will, or a progressive prosecutor is actually a vote of confidence in a very, very typically blue area is a vote of confidence for law enforcement. And so to say that with among the general population that law enforcement is being disrespected and that the defund police has any traction within the general community, I think is a false statement. And that the demonstration again, I can't emphasize my take on the recall of the California district attorney as much as it was a statement of confidence that law enforcement does its job, but the elected officials who are supposed to follow up on the work of law enforcement are not doing their jobs.
FYI too, our caller that called in was calling from British Columbia, Canada, where they have just determined up in Canada that they're going to stop the sale of handguns and other weapons. And there's actually a gentleman up there who was in the news who had gone up there, he had retired, and he had bought an inventory of weapons, and now under this new law, he is stuck with these weapons. He can't sell them anymore, and you know, he can't return them where he bought them because the people who sold them to him, the manufacturers and what have you, they don't have a means to restock their inventory with them. So, you know, Canada is one of the most restrictive now countries around. And sadly, and I've talked to a lot of Canadians who truly do not believe in what Trudeau is doing with his socialistic ideologies.
Yeah, this is it will become a dangerous time in Canada. Canada is moving toward being a dictator because, of course, the first thing they do is, in fact, take people's guns.
Yeah,
and that's the first step toward being a dictator. And this is a very, very dangerous thing. So we just hope that we're not hope. We will be electing and keeping people that will protect the United States citizens and their God-given rights to defend their life, liberty, and property.
Well, and one other piece related to it is there's been a story out about a gentleman who was using Uber to smuggle illegals in because Canada has a very open border situation. Many people worry about our southern border, but our northern border is tremendously exposed. All right, David Shostokas, Dave4AG.com. I'm your host, Pastor Greg, back after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village. With the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is, Pastor Jackie has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really this village is a really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us
to support the program.
Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision. So please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today. Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a green fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a green fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. So a little fun, a little something different. I'm not even, you know, as I think about it, I'm not even sure. I don't know if he, well, he wanted, I think, to get some conversation going, and he certainly got some conversation going about law enforcement and what have you. And, of course, very, very interesting. All right. Want to welcome my next guests to the program. As we do quite twice a month, we host Claire Lopez is with us, our national security expert. And Rick Manning is my co-host in this section. And I welcome Claire and Rick. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you, Pastor Greg. Good to be with you both.
Glad to be on. Always glad to be the person who is an expert on nothing and able to chime in with pithy remarks that could be swatted away by Claire.
No.
Oh, my gosh. That's
by the way,
great.
Folks, you need to know Claire and I are friends. So this
yes,
is,
absolutely.
So I can...
I'm the one with the pissy comments. You guys are the friends. I get it. Okay. Thank you very much for letting me be
I'm on the outside of the circle.
I feel like I'm on the outside of the circle, but that's okay. I thank you and I appreciate you.
I think you should appreciate the fact that nobody is in the circle with Claire and I.
You're the ringmaster.
Not a coveted place.
You're the ringmaster.
Oh,
you are the ringmaster
goodness.
Of the circus.
All right.
The three-ring circus that we have here.
There we go. Well, let's get to that three-ring circus. So I sent several different questions to you. And I think I want to start with the first one because I think that it's a significant one. I've been very vocal about my concerns about Mehmet Oz as a candidate for U.S. Senate because of his dual citizenship with Turkey, because his party in 2018 was promoting child marriage and dropping the age of that the ability, because Islam is stealing girls and is the number one purveyor of sex slave trafficking of young girls in the world. And Mehmet Oz says that if you say that, you're an Islamophobe. I have a problem with the fact that he will not denounce the activities of Islam. If this was a Democrat that was doing this, all the Republicans in the world would be saying something. We said something about Ilhan Omar and about what's been going on in Minnesota with the Somalis, but now it's Mehmet Oz, and so nobody wants to touch it with a 10-foot pole because President Trump endorsed the wrong guy, in my opinion. At any rate, Turkey's an issue, I believe, and I think Erdogan is an issue. Claire, what do you think?
Well, a few things.
You know, if he were to win his election, Mehmet Oz would be taking an oath of office. I don't know what he'd put his hand on, which book, but he'd be taking an oath of office to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States. Now, the Constitution of the United States is a Judeo-Christian principle-based constitution that is absolutely antithetical to Islamic law or Sharia, which, as a Muslim, Mehmet Oz pledges allegiance to that law. So there is at least ostensibly, possibly, a conflict of legal interest right there that nobody has asked about. And I think they ought to. Never mind that he is not even a resident of the state of Pennsylvania, comes from New Jersey, and only moved into his in-law's place in Pennsylvania in order to supposedly establish residency there for the election. As for Turkey, though, a few years ago, I think it was 2018, at the Center for Security Policy, we published a book that I edited and helped to co-author called Ally No More, Erdogan's New Turkish Caliphate and the Rising Jihadist Threat to the West. It's the name of the book.
Thank you.
On different websites you can find it. Mm-hmm. Erdogan has long had what we believe are to this day still neo-Ottoman jihadist aspirations. Mm-hmm. Now, whether he can actually achieve that or not, it's another question. But he wants to be the new caliph. He wants to resurrect the Ottoman Empire. And I'm not just saying that. He says it. His top officials say it and have said it repeatedly.
Yeah.
So, you know, those things remain a problem, even as Turkey is right now thrust absolutely in the middle of any number of, you know, global important strategic issues, bordering, of course, on the Black Sea. Managing, overseeing the passage through the Bosphorus, the strait that connects the Mediterranean Sea with the Black Sea. And now what looks like, potentially an outreach to patch things up, maybe sort of kind of with Israel, which shouldn't be trusted any further than anybody could throw the guy.
Claire, can I just ask a, most people, you know, when they hear Turkey, they think of Thanksgiving. In terms of a little just last 100-year history, can you just talk a little about how Turkey went from the Ottoman Empire to a secular state, and now how Erdogan is bringing it back to a Islamic state? Because I think that transformation is hard for people to... We only really think about things that happen in our lifetime, and Turkey wasn't. We don't really think of Ottoman Empire. We don't even know what that means. That's ancient history. Can you just talk just briefly and explain how that all go through the whole history, but just
I mean, well, going back in history, the Turkish Ottoman Empire arose somewhere around the 1200s, conquered over the next several hundred years all of the Middle East, the Levant. And on up into southeastern Europe, including, as we know, all the way to the Austro-Hungarian Empire and the gates of Vienna, besieged in 1683, only saved.
You were breaking up a little bit, Claire. You were kind of cutting in and out.
Okay, so
that's better.
The furthest extent of the Ottoman Empire, 1683, gates of Vienna. Only saved by the largest cavalry charge in the history of cavalry charges by the Polish king, Jan Sobieski, 30,000 Cossacks charging the jihadis. And at that point, the Turkish Ottoman Empire begins to be pushed back little by little by little up to World War One, when it was decisively defeated, was on the losing side of World War One, and Mustafa Kemal Atatürk, who took over the country that was sort of left, the rump state that we have today, the nation state of Turkey, vowed that he had to make Turkey modernize. And that's why they lost the war. So administratively, civilly, the roads, the rails, railways, everything. But also, it was Ataturk who abolished the last caliphate, the last caliphate of Islam on earth. There has always been a caliphate since the time of Muhammad, sometimes two or three, and they even fought each other. But now there was none. And but this was an administrative step. It wasn't about the people. The people of Turkey remain conservative, devout, faithful, practicing Muslims.
Mm-hmm.
That was never changed. And that's why now more recently the switch back with Erdogan has found popular support. Certainly in the big, vast areas of the villages of Anatolia, because the people retained that conservative devotion to Islam, doctrinal Islam.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where Erdogan arose from and gets his support from. By the way, so does Gulen, Fethullah Gulen, the Sunni cleric living in the Poconos in Pennsylvania. Absolutely same ideology as Erdogan, but there can only be one sultan in Istanbul, and it's Erdogan, but they're the same. By the way, this basketball player that gets lauded and feted everywhere he goes, freedom,
he knows freedom.
Cantor, he's a Gulenist. He is a Turkish Muslim who supports Fethullah Gulen and his jihadist ideology too.
Well, and so I guess that kind of answers the question, you know, which basically is asking, you know, can we trust that situation? And I guess Erdogan isn't in trouble because he is adhering to this caliphate idea, and the majority of Turkish citizenry do in fact embrace Islam.
Well, but the difficulty for Erdogan is not so much about doctrinal Islam or
okay.
a resurrection of the Ottoman Empire. It's more about economics right now.
And that, he has that's a problem,
that's
potentially.
Problem for him.
That's potentially a problem. Okay.
Yes.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about China and Xi. Xi also is in an unstable sort of situation, even though China is a problem. And we might throw in a little bit of the Elon Musk tweet that he put out about the reduction in Chinese population and the population implosion, which is a real thing. What does that mean for China's aspirations as a superpower, which is something we should be concerned about, obviously. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio, Claire Lopez, and Rick Manning right after this brief break. Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner for over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product called Ultrashot. This is a healthy alternative to the other heavily caffeinated energy drinks out on the market today, available at cgrwellness.com. Ultrashot has four powerful blends to wake up your senses. 1 ounce of UltraShot, about 6 hours of clean energy for me with no jitters or crash at the end. UltraShot has 7 different B vitamins in its formula that work synergistically with each other. The mineral chromium, manganese, and vanadium are specifically selected for support cellular energy and healthy blood sugar levels. UltraShot also contains exotic herbals. UltraShot's available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a handy 1 ounce travel packet for life on the go. When I'm driving, I've got another 3 hours to go to get to my destination. I reach for an UltraShot. Thanks to UltraShot, I keep my focus and stay safe on the road. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Enter coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout to receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And we want to acknowledge the new president of the United States, Matthew McConaughey. and recognize the senile old man that is retired, who was announcing his retirement on the Jimmy Kimmel Show last night. Is that about right?
Well, Greg, I have to tell you, Matthew McConaughey started his career in Dazed and Confused, and Joe Biden's ending his as Dazed and Confused. So a lot of symmetry.
No question about. Well, and the reality, and then we'll get back into this to the meat of it. But the reality is, and I guess this is part of the meat. The reality is, Barack Obama was the first president in United States history that I'm aware of that did not peacefully transfer power. He literally picked up his power and went. What was it? About 6 or 8 blocks down the road, Rick. You live out there.
Yeah, he went to Colorama, which is just it's about a mile north of the White House.
So he went a mile north of the White House, and he took Valerie Jarrett. He left her as his chief of staff, and then he created a cabinet to parallel the cabinet that he had when he was in the White House, and ran a shadow government, and has continued to run a shadow government ever since. We're in year 14, right? No, let me see. 8, 12. Yeah, 14. We're in year 14 of the reign of Barack Obama in the United States of America. That's the truth.
If you have any doubt, just remember, just Google John Kerry, Iran, in 2018, and how he was meeting with Iranians, telling them they didn't have to pay any attention with what Trump said.
Well,
and he was acting as Secretary of State for Obama.
And all you need to do recently is look at the reception that was held at the White House, and who was everybody running up to and shaking their hand and talking to while the bumbling idiot was running around behind trying to squeeze his way into the conversation and being shut out.
Kind of reminiscent, isn't it, of Vladimir Putin and Dmitry Medvedev playing musical chairs, huh?
Yeah, I suppose so. Well, it's almost as bad as when Billy was bouncing around the White House during the Carter years.
Yeah, you can't listen. That's not fair to Billy.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Not fair to Billy.
Okay, I'll go along with that. I'll go along with that. All right, we need to probably say something serious. Let's get to Chi. I guess the good news is that the lease that Bill Clinton gave the Chinese on the Lincoln room has you know ran out under the Trump administration. I don't know. I don't think they've moved back in under Biden. Anybody know?
Well, I don't know. Listen, they don't have to move in. They're anytime. Let's just continue with insist.
Yeah.
Hunter Biden's our sales rep.
You're breaking up, Rick. You're breaking up. Claire, let me
just said Hunter Biden's art sells for a premium.
There we go.
And that's all you need to know about. They don't need the Lincoln bedroom. They've got an art gallery.
All right.
You know, I want to jump in here
yes.
with an update of sorts. Pastor Greg, I've sent you, Rick, I probably ought to be sending these to you too, but you know, I have a blog site at Newsmax, and a couple weeks ago, I published the first article there about China's plan to instigate hostilities in the South China Sea. Mm-hmm. And that referring to a May 14 meeting in Beijing of top Chinese Communist Party, People's Liberation Army officials to discuss moving China's status from peacetime to a wartime footing. It's on audio. The audio is online. The translation, and there are several of them which agree pretty much with each other, also online. I published an article about that at Newsmax, and then just yesterday, I published a new article, or had published for me by Newsmax, an article that gets to additional information about how China is going to provoke hostilities, armed conflict in the area of the South China Sea, East China Sea, Philippine Sea, Sea of Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And what the plan is, according to the information that leaked, that China was going to provoke Japan over disputed islands, perhaps the Senkaku Islands. But what actually happened, is that, just at the end of May, on the 30th of May, that is, Chinese PLA Navy ships attacked a coral reef, basically two great big rocks, but administered by Japan, in the Sea of Japan, attacked them in that they had surrounding these rocks, coral reef rocks, these tetrapod concrete fixtures barriers really to high tide waters that would have swamped the rocks otherwise. Well, the Chinese bombarded the tetrapod concrete, whatever they are, structures and destroyed them, and tried to provoke naval vessels from Japan into a confrontation, which was avoided at this point in time. This is real. This is starting
mm-hmm.
at this low level, at this initial, you know.
And there was a report that I read this morning that happened in the last 3 days, where a Chinese jet fighter was flying in restricted space over Philippines. A Australian plane mm-hmm. went up to meet it, mm-hmm. and the Chinese jet fighter, and in air-to-air combat, they don't get close anymore, but in this particular case, they were very close. And the Chinese jet fighter released chaff,
yeah.
Which is extremely dangerous because it gets in the engines of another airplane and can cause the airplane to crash. Well, it did in fact go in the engine of the Australian airplane. Fortunately, the airplane was damaged, but the pilot was able to land it. But it was an aggressive act by virtue of releasing the chaff, because the chaff in that instance served as a weapon.
Yes. Absolutely.
And it is and so we are seeing an upgrade in military testing yes. and probing to see what they can get away with. And you have to bet that that's tied with a broader plan of aggression.
It absolutely is. On the audio tape from the 14th May Beijing meeting, it explicitly, among the senior officials who are identified on the audio that was leaked out, they specifically talk about clearing the South China Sea out to the first island chain, perhaps beyond, of all U.S. and allied naval shipping. That means that they intend to provoke armed conflict with U.S. naval air forces and those of our allies, like Australia, like Japan. And it looks like it's starting.
Well, and I think that
are we expanding our naval presence? Are we expanding our naval presence in the Pacific and to meet this threat?
Well, I understand that some additional, I think it's bomber forces were sent to Guam, which is way out in the Pacific, and National Guard, U.S. National Guard, are being sent to Taiwan to enhance, quote, training cooperation.
I'm going to pull off topic for just a minute, guys. I'm going to pull off topic for just a minute. I haven't heard much about this, but this morning there was an arrest made near Justice Kavanaugh's home. A man who was armed and had taken a taxi ride to Kavanaugh's neighborhood at 1:50 a.m. and told police that he was there with the intention of killing Justice Kavanaugh. Be in prayer, folks. Our back here on the home front, our country is under massive assault by a very evil force. At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil so you all might enter into his rest. Hi, I'm Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, heard on the Truth Broadcasting Network and seen on TECNTV.com Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon Eastern, where I discuss today's most important issues through a biblical constitutional lens. TECNTV.com appreciates our partnership with NTD, and we'd love for you to give our great programming a view. That's TECNTV.com, Chosen Generation Radio with Pastor Greg. God bless you and God bless America.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner for over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product called Ultrashot. This is a healthy alternative to the other heavily caffeinated energy drinks out on the market today, available at cgrwellness.com. Ultrashot has four powerful blends to wake up your senses. 1 ounce of Ultrashot, about 6 hours of clean energy for me with no jitters or crash at the end. Ultrashot has 7 different B vitamins in its formula that work synergistically with each other. The mineral chromium, manganese, and vanadium are specifically selected for support cellular energy and healthy blood sugar levels. Ultrashot also contains exotic herbals. Ultrashot's available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. When I'm driving, I've got another 3 hours to go to get to my destination. I reach for an AlterShot. Thanks to AlterShot, I keep my focus and stay safe on the road. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Enter coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout to receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.